But it must make you feel good because you've laid down an example of what a female can do in these areas here as board member and broadcasting and the legislature. So there are young females who can look at this life of Betty Boyd and say, this can be done.
Yeah, but you still have to clean out after the elephants, no matter what you do. You have to do some things you'd rather not, no matter if you're a he or a she. I don't know about anybody looking at me and thinking anything except, what in the world is that old broad doing here? I do think maybe starting later in life made a difference to my outlook on things. I didn't expect very much, so I was willing to take less. I guess I don't think anybody ever hired me because I was cheap. I hope not.
Nor were you out for women's causes, just for women, were you?
No. Oh, no. Right. No, in fact, I don't look at things that way, and I don't look at things that way politically either, John. I don't think that one political party is always right and the other one's always wrong. I don't believe that, and I don't think you should ever vote for something just because the bill is carried by somebody in your own party. That's not me. And guests on television, I didn't always believe in everything my guests believed in. I listened and let them say. A good example of that was when the ERA was trying to be ratified in Oklahoma. Unlike you, I refused to have people with different viewpoints on the same program. I would have them both on, but on different programs, because it was my feeling. This was my prejudice, that they'd get to yelling at each other and my listeners would be the losers. Come state what you believe and tell me why we should do this. Come tell me why we shouldn't do this. That was a real tussle, because if I would have somebody who was for ratification of the ERA on the show, I wasn't off the air 2 seconds until my phone started ringing with the other side. We have to be on. You certainly can, just not on the same day. But you certainly may.
So, I'm thinking today, as you've watched cable television, especially MSNBC, CNN, how we have always both sides and they're talking over each other, and sometimes you can't even understand what they're saying.
No, and don't you get the feeling sometimes that the one who isn't speaking isn't listening? They're thinking about, what am I going to say when it's my turn? To me, that is cheating my listeners. I don't mean to sound critical of the people that are doing that. Well, I guess I do. But that's not the way I prefer to do it. Right. I prefer to do it so that you talk and tell me how you feel, and I'll listen. I never put a political sign in my yard when I was in television. I still don't, just because I never have. I don't think I even put one of my own in my yard. I'm not sure. I think anybody in the media needs to be the vehicle that other people with something to really say can get it out there. And I felt that way in television. I felt that way when I was in the House of Representatives. I felt that I should listen and see what the other side had to say. This was why my mixed marriage worked so well. Bill and I would discuss. He came down quite a bit to the House to sit up in the gallery. He would sit up there and go with his thumb down, and I'd vote green and just smile. But we would discuss at home a great many of these issues, and I would get his viewpoint on things, which wasn't always like mine, sometimes not even remotely. Sometimes it was. Each of us were able to take the best of this side and the best of that side and stuff them together and try to make something happen out of what was really good. And I think that's statesmanship. And I think a lot of good politicians do that. A lot who don't become very good politicians don't do that. They don't listen to the other fellow's point of view and see, is there something from here that would make my ideas even stronger and better? But on television, I wanted to hear what you had to say, unlike today where I'm doing all the gabbing.
We should mention you've authored 2 books, Travels in My Green Country and Beyond. Was that your idea?
I wrote a column called Travel Chatter, all one word. I'm half Ogden Nash. I make up words all the time. I wrote Travel Chatter, and it was printed weekly in about 30 Northeast Oklahoma newspapers, never in the Tulsa World or Tribune, because they didn't like television people very much in those days. 2 or 3 of these editors said, why don't you take some of those and put them into a little book? So I did, and it became Travel Chatter. It had a lot of pictures in it. Yours is in it two or three times. That's how I know you didn't always wear a beard. The other one was called If I Could Sing, I'd Be Dangerous. It was about all my friends in the media, radio, newspaper, television. It really wasn't about me. It was about them. Do you remember what you wrote in my book?
I don't.
Of course you don't.
And you probably do.
Yep.
What did I write?
You sure you want me to tell you? We had a party for all the people that were in the book. And all the media people that would come, about half of them were scared to come. They came, but they were afraid it was a National Enquirer. It was going to tell all, be all, you know. No. It was just the fun things and the good things. I don't even buy the National Enquirer. I don't like that kind of journalism. No, thank you. It was about everybody that I had known or known of and what they had done up to that time. The title came from a friend of mine with the Smithsonian who said to me one day, you know, Betty, if you could sing, you'd be dangerous. I thought, what a book title.
Yeah.
I can always think up titles, but have trouble filling in the middle. But what you wrote, I'll show you after a while. You really want me to tell you?
Yeah.
You're wonderful. John Erling.
Wow.
Thank you, John.
You bet.
But everybody signed that book. I had a lot of fun with it because I was home. I was recuperating from breast cancer the first time when I wrote that book. In fact, I wrote it partly to occupy my time. I wasn't in bed, but I didn't go back to work for a couple of weeks. So I started it and finally finished it. Enjoyed doing it. However, I don't know now what's happened to all of you. That was in 1983.
I think you can find it in the library, and
I think so.
Maybe Steve's bookstore has it still.
I don't think so. The people who bound it didn't do a very good job, and it's coming apart. So I took some of them and had them rebound.